We're telling the stories of Wisconsin farmers who have been farming in their families for over 100 and 150 years. We're going to head to Peterson's Dunnville Acres, celebrating over 100 years in Dunn County in Menominee, Wisconsin. I'm visiting with Laurel Peterson, where she is a farm owner. So, Laurel, how did the farm begin?
Well, as far as I know, August and Elizabeth Peterson came over on, I think it was the Mayflower boat, or, you know, small ship, with a lot of other people. And they got married, I think, after they got over here. And then they happened to purchase these two parcels of land. And it was back in 1887 that they purchased the land, and shortly after they come over.
And so the farm was used for dairy farming, and now the land is being used for crop farming. What were some of the ways that your farm has changed?
Well, yes, we did change. We used to have surge buckets and stuff, and then we went to a pipeline. And over the years, of course, they farmed with horses. And his dad finally bought a tractor, I guess. And I guess the first day he took it out to use it and came back in, he went to put it in the shed. And he said, "Whoa," but the tractor kept on going. And then, of course, we bought bigger tractors, you know, what he had when we're farming. And nowadays, they're bigger yet. So that's how it's changed that way. And on acreage, we, you know, started out with, I think it was, maybe 80 acres or so. And we've added to it, you know. Right now, we got over 200. We had around 300 at one time.
So, Laurel, why do you keep farming today?
Well, I don't know. Well, we were both raised on a farm, and we liked dairy farming. We had many other animals besides cows, too, over the years. They had workhorses. We had riding horses. And all different, you know, animals over the years, pigs, chickens, whatever you can think of.
So do you still have those other animals, too?
No, we finally got rid of everything. We got dogs and cats. Well, we had dairy cattle mostly. We did raise a few beef here and there. They were all named. Every cow and calf was named.
So, generation-wise, you're the third generation. Who began the farm? Was it your grandparents?
No, it would be his grandma and grandpa on my husband's side. And then his mother and dad, and then, of course, him. Now it's just down to him, to me. That's the generations.
So what does the future look like then?
Well, we kind of want to keep it in the family and probably, you know, farm it or have small hobby farms or something. I don't think they're going to go in big farming because they're all working out now. But we want to make sure it stays in the Peterson bloodline. We all worked on the farm, all the kids. We all pitched in doing housework, farm work, helping baling hay and milking cows and feeding them, everything like that. They also had horses, and they also went out and did barrels, poles, and all that stuff. And we kept on farming them. And then now, most of them are married, and they're out working somewhere else. But they come home a lot. They still like to come home to the farm. We all get together on special occasions and, of course, Christmas and stuff like that.
Now, Laurel, can you tell me about your silos? You have a few, I heard, and you have a few decorations on them. Tell me more about it.
Yes, we have two big silos, 60-footers, and we have Peterson on one and Dunnville Acres on the other, which stands out. When they built it, we had it put on. Blue writing on white tops.
And then you also said that your views were really cool.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, we live on kind of a hill here. We've got valleys down both ways. You can see the croplands and see the tree lines. And then you look further on, you can see all these big hills with all these trees on. And in the fall of the year, they're just beautiful over there. A lot of people stop, take pictures, and say we have such a beautiful view here. See, we have a lot of trees in our yard. We have 38 trees, starting with little ones up to big ones. And we have a big yard, so that's kind of noticeable, all the trees we have.
Laurel Peterson is here. Congratulations again. Her family has been farming for over 100 years in Dunn County on Peterson's Dunnville Acres in Menominee. Her and her family is one of the honorees. And these stories from across the state of Wisconsin is brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Michelle Stangler.